Hey guys, it is the Moral Marriage Podcast, and we are going to give it to you straight. You know, if you're listening to this podcast, we don't hold anything back. We share our entire life, our entire mess of a toxic life, the abuse, the assaults, the garbage, and now the lessons that we've learned. And that's through our own salvation, getting covered from the depths of hell, but also from helping, well, at this point, 3,300 men for me. How many men?
I don't even know.
I think 1,000. I don't know. Like 4,000 people in 2 years, guys. Thank you for your support. If you're getting value, please leave a review. And by the way, I want to thank you for all your support and the value you're getting and the inspiration you're giving me with the DMs saying thank you for the lessons you're learning from the show. Guys, I'm going to give a massive giveaway here on March 18th, and I can't wait to deliver it to you. I want to take your relationships to the next level. 60 days straight, free training every day. Follow me on Instagram, Cass Foster Moral, and from there, I'm going to show you how to go get your whole entire life. Now, I want to move on. Today, we are talking about relationships equal value and why yours sucks. And this actually is going to be a lot of what we talk about on March 18th through what I call moral momentum. Don't forget to hashtag, guys, moral momentum. But relationships are value. And I think that most of the time, you guys get so lost in the fact that you feel undervalued, that you forget that your relationship is not valuable because you don't give enough value. We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage. Everybody with me? Do I need to say that again?
I think you should say it again.
Yeah. Okay. You want a valuable relationship, but you don't offer enough value to even consider that you should actually deserve one. Like, you are so busy focused on the value you're getting from your partner instead of the value you're delivering to your partner that your relationship could never be valuable. You yourself must learn to lead yourself. You know, and I would say men should lead, but if you know Catherine and me, actually, it's both of us. We actually had a really great conversation last night, and we spent a lot of time talking this morning and talked about really what different levels of that look like. We didn't talk about leadership, but I think that's what it was. We both have strengths. We've come so far. We need to get better at always improving and trying to lift each other's weaknesses. Okay. And I think that we get so wrapped up in the frustration of my partner doesn't do this, my partner doesn't do that. My partner's, I call it type one, type two, type three wives. Like, she's not following, she's type three, you know. But at the end of the day, most of my struggles with guys is when they don't follow through. They can't even lead themselves, which is why moral momentum is coming out. Do you have anything you want to say so far?
Not yet.
So I want you guys to start thinking about value. And if you don't believe me, I want you to think about this a different way, okay? Because it can be very difficult in a relationship where you want to get more from your partner, you feel like you're trying so hard. I just want you to think about it like this. You know, remember when we used to own the gym? We'd go there and then people would be like, oh, I forgot my wallet. Nobody fucking leaves your house without their wallet. I mean, it's pretty hard nowadays. I mean, even it's on our phone nowadays. I mean, come on. And back then it wasn't on your phone, but you pretty much always bring your wallet wherever you go. It's kind of the thing you do, right? Excuse me. And I used to take it so personal, until I realized I wasn't offering enough value to them. They didn't see that they should join the gym.
So they lied
and said,
I forgot my wallet.
Yeah. Now, if you think about how we do, like, we personally take all, like, as many calls as possible, if not all the calls. If you want to be a man in my program or Catherine in hers, we do that because we want to give value from the beginning. Right. So we don't even know you. We have zero expectation of you. And we want to give you value. In fact, my last call is an hour and a half. Don't listen to this and think I'll be on the phone with you for an hour and a half. It's never an hour. In fact, I wish it could be 30 minutes. There's a lot of you, but
do you remember when all of your calls started out that way?
Sometimes
he really does like to give value.
Yeah.
And has had to learn how to cut that back a little bit, because back to the relationship equals value, starting it from the very beginning, he would just pour into everybody and give too much. And now it's not, doesn't happen that way. We condense it and then we get you in and we give you even more.
Yeah. And here's the thing, right? Sometimes we forget, and I learned this lesson actually recently with the business model, right? There's so many guys coming into the program so rapidly that I've had to make some changes in order to accommodate them. And that means as much of my time I can give, but also that means I had to do things like I'm removing one-on-one. Like I don't have time for it. There's too many of you. So we have to go to group. And I'm not saying I couldn't do it, but you'd have to really convince me. But what we learned, what did we learn through that whole process was I was giving so much value that I was devaluing myself. And so a lot of guys were not necessarily getting the value they needed. So you have to be really, really careful. If you take this to a spouse example, right? So you can love on your spouse all you want. You could be super valuable, and you better be, you should be, okay? But you start to devalue yourself the moment you start to say, throw it in your spouse's face how great you are, okay? So then all the things that you were giving to get, you're no longer offering value. In fact, you used to say to me, how do I know that you even like me? Or do you even like me? Is actually how you worded it. Mm-hmm. Do you even like me? Where's the value in the love bombing, as the severe narcissist would say? Not say actually, but how's my love bomb going for me? It's not. All the love I was showering her, she didn't get any value from it. In fact, sometimes you would literally cry, but who the fuck are you? This makes zero fucking sense.
It's right? Very confusing.
It's very confusing, right? So I'm interested on your take on this, baby, because when I talk to my men about this, they often feel that non-reciprocal side of things.
That's actually what I was just thinking about as you were describing this. Mm-hmm. So if relationship equals value and your relationship sucks, so that's what this is called, why yours sucks, because you are not giving enough value to your relationship, then you could, let's just say, double the value of your relationship by you actually giving. If you're, if we just say it's 50-50. Now, if you are over-delivering, which we believe you should over-deliver everything. But in his example, he said he gave and gave and gave. It actually devalued and undervalued what he was giving. And so the expectation of the other person didn't cause them to, it caused them not to receive the value. And so with this reciprocal idea, see if I can articulate my thoughts here. If you are, I want to talk about expectation. So there's a difference between expectation, like you give to get, and an expectation where you have standards in your life. And so if you, if you have, if you are providing value in your relationship, you're not, you shouldn't have the expectation that your partner provides value because you're providing value, but you should have the expectation that there are certain maybe benchmarks and milestones. And he talked about goals earlier. Like I have an expectation that my husband is a strong and tender leader. I don't want to be yelled at. I don't want to be sworn at. That's an expectation that he meets. And that's an expectation that it's okay for me to have. I'm not going to have the expectation that if I do X, Y, Z, then he has to do whatever. The expectation is just, that's what the expectation is. So when you think about reciprocal, you have to be very careful not to get tied into and pulled into, when I give value, then that means my partner has to give value. No, you just have to set a standard so that you both are bringing value, because when both of you bring value, you have the opportunity to, I believe it'll grow exponentially. Mm-hmm. So the expectation is there. It's healthy to have expectations of your partner. It's just not an expectation that it's tied to its transaction. Does that make sense, honey?
Yeah, I love it. It's actually perfect. If you think about the last episode, we talked about replacing yelling with not yelling, the baseline normal that Catherine calls it, okay? So if it's the baseline normal, you think you're providing value, but you're not. Now, the flip side, you start to provide so much value. Instead of not yelling, you provide laughter and excitement and fun and dreams, but you pour so much into it that it's just automatically just expected that it's there. And now you might have reached a different point where, because you had no standards for yourself, like when I was over delivering, guys expected too much of me, hour and a half call instead of 1 hour. Okay. If you do that with your partner, and a good prime example would be when I'm going to use the way that men in my program, the women have been doing most of the stuff at home, let's say, taking care of the kids, taking care of the house. And these guys come home from work, I've done my job, sit on their butts. And now all of a sudden they start to be involved partners, because they realize, by the way, if you're listening for the first time, you don't know who I am. You're a lazy asshole. If you're not helping, if she leaves you, you're still cleaning your own house. So get up, clean up. Anyway. So at the end of the day, you start to give and give and give, and then she starts to pull back. See, the value is now there, but now she's devaluing you because you've already been devalued. Some of you guys have to start bringing more value for a little while longer, put a little more effort in becoming more valuable first before you have some of these expectations. Then we can worry about your standards. And if you've let it go too far, then your standards might be too late. That would be called what we call boundary, right? If you're too late on it, and there's no respect and they're disrespecting you, taking advantage of you, chances are it's what I was talking about earlier, where you are undermining yourself, proving you're so great, talking about why you're so great, throwing it in their face. Negative can't create positive, guys. Come on, not rocket science here. And then otherwise you enabled it to go too far. Well, that's still on you. Notice how everything is always about you, you, you. Fair?
Yeah.
Guys, on March 18th, Moral Momentum. Follow my Instagram, Cass Foster Moral. This is going to change lives. There's men in my program, women in Catherine's program going to join us. I'm going to do all the calls, 60 calls, 60 days straight of calls to help you guys with this program.
And I'll be on most of the calls, hopefully.
Yeah. And guys, we are going to next level you. We are going to next level you. All the reasons that your marriage has been sucking, we're going to start with you. The reason why you can't follow through and get there when it's times are tough, when it's difficult. For years, I've been saying you can't sell accountability. This is as close as it gets to selling it, except for speaking of value. I'm just going to give it to you for free. That's how much I appreciate you guys. Join us. Let's go change your life.